Dan, you're going to be going main draw starting.
Yeah, it actually still kind of hasn't hit me yet. So, but I'm really, really excited to be going.
Just like the U.S. Open, did it take a couple days?
I mean, it took me, like, I got home and everything, and then it kind of hit me and everything, and I was just so excited.
So it's going to be happy Christmas, you're going to take a couple days off and just kind of try to relax and plans?
Taking a few days off, I'm going back to Iowa for Christmas, and then back to Boca for a little while, then going to California, and then going to Australia.
Are you wild about wild card playoffs?
I mean, I like them. it's a great opportunity, and I'm just really fortunate that I was able to do it.
You jumped out very quickly today. Anything special that happened? Anything that allowed you to dominate so early?
I was just trying to really focus on having a good start today, because I mean, obviously, in the last two matches, I didn't have that, and I knew. I knew she was going to be playing well. I knew I was tired. I was tired today. So I knew I was going to have to start well, or else it was going to be a very long, hard match.
How happy were you that your serve bailed you out on some big points there today?
Yeah, I was pretty happy. My serve definitely came in handy today, especially at 4-2. Yeah.
Down two break points?
Yeah.
Yeah, two aces.
Two aces. That helped me out a little bit, yeah.
Did you get a little nervous at the second set when it was 5-4, 5-2, and then 5-3?
I mean, I was a little nervous, but at the same time, I knew she was going to be playing well, so I knew I was just going to have to kind of stay with it.
She said you played, there was no pressure, you played like there was no pressure on you.
Yeah.
Did you feel like there was any pressure?
Not really. I mean, I'm one of the younger ones still, so I'm not really supposed to win matches, and I'm the underdog when I usually come into matches. So I usually just try to play like that, but also I've just been trying to play more free almost, just because I'm trying to put it in perspective.
That's going to change a couple more tournaments like this.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for that? I mean, is it going to be soon when you're going to be the top dog, the one that people shoot for?
I mean, it'll be different, but at the same time, it's kind of a welcome pressure, because obviously if someone's going after you, then you've been doing well the last couple months.
Could you tell your power was frustrating her a little bit, especially midway through the second set? You get the sense that she was getting a little frustrated by it? Or?
Yeah, I could kind of tell that she was getting frustrated by my power, so I was trying to stick with that, and also I was trying to mix up my serve because she has really good returns. So I think that definitely helped me pull it out.
Does the fact that you seem to be the crowd favorite everywhere you go, does that make a difference in these matches?
I mean, I think so. I mean, it's definitely nice to have the crowd behind you. They definitely, when you hit a good shot, they definitely help pump you up, so.
Who did you travel with here to Atlanta?
I came with Adam Peterson.
Any family members here?
No.
That's it. Anything else?
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Congratulations. When you left.